Mariners looking to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Rangers, and everyone's celebrating Father's Day in the Lone Star State. Yu Darvish on the hill for Texas. Pick it up in the first. Two on, two outs. Kyle Seager facing Darvish.
Seager down the line. Bangs off the wall. Fair ball. Scoring is Gamble. RBI double. Kyle Seager. Mariners have a 1-0 lead. Well struck. Deep left center field. Say bye-bye. Home run, Danny Valencia. A two-run shot. The Mariners have a 4-0 lead. Carlos Gomez, the center field. Is this one launched deep to left and gone. Carlos Gomez, two-run homer for two ballgame. Pitch to Seager. That is a fair ball. What a hop. Mariners get a break. Nelly can walk home and does. Seager going to dig for three. And he's going to make it. Ground rule under discussion. Ball getting stuck under the pad.
Yeah, getting wedged under there.
Moving back to second. So an RBI double.
The 2-2 to Seager on the way. Swing and a fly ball into left center field. And this one is going to drop in for a base hit. Scoring is Robinson Cano. Kyle Seager with his third RBI double in the ball game. 6-3. What an afternoon for Kyle Seager.
Mariners snap a three-game skid. Manager Scott Service spoke after.
Yeah, Nick did an awesome job. Can't say enough bringing him in that situation. And, you know, the walk to Andrews, but then he made pitches to Mazzara and eventually went to a changeup to get the fly ball. So huge job by him, you know, some things. I thought we were in great shape and it started to get away from us a little bit there with the hit by pitch and the walk and, you know, another walk. So, you know, somebody needed to lock it down and Nick stepped up today. It was big.
Even on the at-bat to Andrews, though, it looked like he didn't get a call on a couple of those early pitches. He could have unraveled there.
Yeah, it happens. That's part of the game. You got to deal with the maybe not getting the call on the edges once in a while, but nothing really phases Vincent. But really good job by Bergman tonight. I don't want to go anything farther. I mean, Bergie, we needed somebody to go out and give us innings, keep us in the ball game. Did a really good job mixing his pitches through a few more curveballs and some more off-speed stuff today to help him out. And it was huge, you know, to get us in the dugout. And obviously, Seager had a big day. You know, Valencia home run off Darvish, you know, big shot in the arm there as well. So. And the guys really stepped up today. It was toasty out there, there's no doubt. It's kind of one of those gut check games. You know you're going to be in it. You know it's going to be hot. You got to find a way against, you know, undoubtedly their best pitcher, and we got it done today.
Bergman get another one?
Excuse me?
Bergman get another one?
You know, we'll wait and see. We got guys coming back. We'll talk about it when we get back to Seattle. But he's done a great job for us. I know he's got a couple where he stubbed his toe and put big numbers up on him. For the most part, though, he's been very consistent. He throws the ball over the plate. And, you know, when he's on the edges or has good command of his fastball and cutter, you know, good things usually happen. So we'll see.
That was the last out, too. He had that tough outing, the bounce back. What does that say to you that he is able to make that adjustment?
Well, Chris, Berge's been through the wars. You know, he's had a few tough outings throughout his career. And, you know, that's how you keep pitching and you stay alive in this game. You have to bounce back. You got to have a short memory. Try to learn from it, but, you know, put it to the side. And, you know, I really felt today our team really pulled together. Guys were pulling for each other. The energy was good. After a couple of really rough days here. So, good sign. Nice to get back home. The weather will be a little more accommodating and hopefully, you know, pick it up.
Ben Gamble came out earlier.
You know, a couple different things. Guillermo Heredia is an outstanding defender. You know, the sun here is very, very difficult. And we talked about it as a staff. And I'll be danged if the guy didn't hit the second ball right in the sun and Heredia was right there. So, that was the only reason for it. Ben's been playing awesome. Understood where we're at. We just put the, you know, ready out there, just in case. And lo and behold, there was a ball right in the sun.
It seems like Kyle's had a series where he just hit the ball at their shift a bunch of times, and today he's putting them where they were.
Yeah. Now the three, you know, RBI doubles were big. Certainly the last one might have been the biggest one. You know, we need a little bit more cushion there, but and was aggressive early in the game. When he got in good hitting counts today. And when Kyle gets in a good count, you know, he puts a good swing on fastballs, and you know, he did a great job today.
He made Darvish work, too. I think 99 pitches in five innings.
Yeah, really, really good. You know, a lot of long at-bats, you know, the walks. Even, you know, when you're not getting positive results, you know, the value of six, seven, eight pitch at-bats is huge, especially a guy like that on a day like today when it's so warm out there.
You're able to do that twice in this round trip. Two very tough pitchers you were able to get out.
And yeah, you know, Santana and Darvish, two of the better right-handers in the league. Our guys are up for the challenge. They know that. One thing, you know, our guys are prepared. They have once you got a game plan, you know a guy, and guys, a lot of our guys have faced him a bunch. It's a little bit more comfortable than facing Berrios or whatever over with the Twins that we've never seen before. So, again, Santana, you know, Darvish, a couple of the better ones in the league. But our guys are ready. They're ready to go.
Up next, the Mariners begin a series at home against the Tigers on Monday.